We had some problems with our connection to the internet tonight. The first part of tonight's sports talk show was recorded, but after we restarted the computer, we lost the remainder of the recording. We apologize for our technical difficulties.
Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery, you're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening. It's Wednesday night. Good evening. It's Wednesday. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Bubba has a meeting. He'll be here in a little bit. So it's Bubba and Rocker Neil today. We get to have Sports Talk.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Fee Dog.
What do you think, Rock?
Not much.
Not much? Well, we might as well start out with some Fort Recovery basketball. Our boys got the season started Friday night.
Yep.
Or Saturday night, my
bad. Yeah, well, yeah, yep.
Saturday night. And not too bad, Neil. I thought we had a pretty good start, and I don't know how good a competition we had, but
yeah, the competition was not good. Their best prospect, I guess you'd call it, went down early. The freshman,
yeah.
That's supposed to be a pretty good kid. Not looked like it might only be an ankle, so it doesn't seem to even be remotely a season-ending injury by any stretch.
And he'll
he's probably back already. Doing practice, but he couldn't play the rest of the game, and I think they might have needed him.
Yeah, I'd say they definitely needed him. Yeah. They were pretty small team.
Yep, and
too big. And
I think that put three other players playing out of position.
Something.
When he went out, somebody had to go move up to his position. Somebody had to take that position. Somebody else had to take that position.
Yep.
So, had three players playing out of position against us.
And but either way, I mean, the Indians only gave up 4 points in three quarters.
Yeah.
So Bobby had him playing pretty good defense.
Yes.
And I was pretty impressed. I thought Cale brought what I figured he'd bring. He had 23, yeah. I think, something like that.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of points early, and then I looked up and he had 9, looked up again, he had 17.
He's going to do again. That a lot this year. We're going to think, boy, he didn't really do much tonight. Oh, he had 27.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen a lot, because he does it so effortlessly. It's kind of fun to watch.
Yes, it is. And, it's just – I think we're going to be very, very good.
And,
In the JV game, I think they played 12 different players, and every one of them looked really good.
Yeah, not too bad.
Varsity game, I believe they played – I believe everybody.
Yep, I'm all in.
You know, even early in the game, they're moving everybody in and out, and it keeps everybody fresh, and
we didn't
seem to lose anything when we put different players in.
Yep.
Every time I looked up, there's different people in there. I'm thinking, that's a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Then a few minutes later, they'd be gone. That's a pretty good team we got out there.
Yeah. Bobby's got a pretty good squad there.
I think he does.
I think I thought his son played a nice game, too.
Yes, he did.
Had a lot of rebounds and made some points for us. And guard play wasn't bad. But like I said, I don't know how good a competition, but it's going to step up this week. I think this week we play Jay County.
Correct? Jay County on Saturday.
Saturday night.
Girls play Jay County at noon.
Noon.
Varsity only here.
At home, yep.
Then the boys play over there Saturday evening.
Saturday
JV
night.
At 6.
So it's a big day of Jay County basketball again. And the old fort.
Yep.
Always a fun trip over there.
Yeah.
Usually pretty darn competitive.
Yep.
I think Coach Baumholtz got a pretty good squad over there. They went fairly far last year in a tournament, I think, and I think he brought most people back. I think he may have only lost one or two kids, and I think that's going to be a fun game. It'll be a neat atmosphere, I'm sure.
I think they're in – I don't remember what their record is, but they're good.
Yeah, I think they've only lost maybe one or two.
This is going to be a really good test for our guys.
Yeah, a nice start to find out how good
we
are.
I'd rather play them over here, but
– that would help.
We're gonna have more road games than home games this year, so we might as well get used to playing in tough places.
Getting it on the road and going.
Yep.
But it's always a competitive game with Jay County. It don't matter.
Right.
If you come in here with 4 wins and the other team's got 16, it's usually a battle.
Yep. I don't remember the score, but I remember the year that we went to state and
they got us.
Did they that would have had to have been later. We were 12-0 or 13-0 when Delphus beat us.
I'm thinking about the girls.
Yeah.
They got the girls the one time when we won state.
But that's always a...
Oh, yeah, it's a great game.
that's a dogfight.
Always a dogfight.
They love to beat us, and we love to beat them.
Yeah, a little interstate rivalry there. It's kind of good.
And for a lot of years, they wouldn't play us in any sport for any reason.
Yeah.
Then they did, and then, again, they didn't. We played them maybe a couple of times in baseball.
They had an AD over there that wanted nothing to do with Fort Recovery, I think.
Right. I don't know why.
I don't know either.
None of the... tournaments in Indiana are based on a point system, so
no.
Those are all random drawings. It has nothing to do with seeding, nothing to do with...
Which is like the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The best two teams in the state could be playing each other first game.
Yep, very well could. And very often the best two teams in the area are playing each other.
That's not very good pairing there.
No.
But it's random draw. So, you know, might have two terrible teams that neither one of them scores a point. In the next game, you got the two best teams going on.
Is that how Indiana does it?
Yep. That's the way they do it. That's
what they've always done. Yep. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. It's very random. And
now, they still got the class system over there. Did they redo it?
Well,
they still have the classes.
Well, they finally got the classes. They went for years with no classes.
Yeah.
It was all, it would be... Bryant High School, if they had gone as far as they could, Bryant High School 30 years ago against Indianapolis Cathedral, and that's really tough.
Yeah.
But that was Hoosiers, a small little town,
and that came from?
No. But that was that kind of showed. That's the only one that ever, the small school that ever won, as far as I know, when they had one class.
Yep.
But when Fort Recovery won back in 1971, I believe there were only two classes. There's big schools, small schools.
Yeah. And that's a ton of small schools.
Yeah.
Small schools we were a teeny school.
Yeah.
In the small school bracket.
Yeah.
We're a teeny school.
Did Ohio always start out? With the divisions, or did they have something before that?
Oh, I don't know. I believe it's been divisions for. Well, actually, now that I think about it, I believe Tom Bryan told me that the year we won was only the second year that they had divisions. So we might have been in the 60s on back, or it might have been when IC went. IC went in 66, I think.
Yeah.
They were state runners-up. They might have been a two division. Somewhere in there is when they went to two divisions.
Switched to two.
And since then, it's been, they try to give more schools. Now, seven divisions in football might be a little too much, but you get seven state champions.
Yeah.
And you get seven great games, which reminds me, the OHSAA football playoff preview show will be coming up after Sports Talk.
After Sports Talk?
Yeah, we played most of it before Insight, but it was longer than I thought
it was. Who's Marion got?
Marion has Kirtland.
Played them about three or four times.
This will be the fourth time. Kirtland is one of the very few teams, and maybe the only team, that has a winning record against Marion. They have two wins, Marion has one.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. I think the other three were Division 7, but they both kind of keep going back and forth between 6 and 7, and they end up hitting each other just about every year.
State finals.
Kirtland is one of those that can hang in there with the MAC schools.
With the best of them, yeah.
And
how about New Bremen? New Bremen's got...
Who
the heck was it?
Catholic school. I can't remember
I can't remember it either.
I can't remember the name, but they're both... Well, everybody that's left is good. Very good.
Yeah, they're all going to be good.
I believe the team that New Bremen's playing is the number one team, and New Bremen, I think, was ranked 7th at the end of the year because of a couple of losses they took in the MAC.
Yeah, which that last one, I think they took. Yeah. They didn't have half their team playing the last game.
Didn't have the quarterback playing.
Yeah. I know the quarterback was out for sure.
Yep.
I thought there was a couple other guys that might have been out, too.
Yeah, and it didn't mean anything. They were going to get a home
game. Yeah, they were in. Either way.
A home game,
yep.
And they were going to win that. and then move to whatever would happen after that. And, and you know, they eventually had to face Fort Laramie, which I think was probably their toughest
battle.
Thing.
Yep.
And I think they beat them pretty
handily. LCC gave them a good game last week.
Yes, they did. I thought that
pretty good game.
I thought that New Bremen would probably win that by a few more points than they actually did.
Yeah, so, I thought so too. I thought actually I'd have bet them for a couple, two, three touchdowns victory. But
yeah, well, I'm very biased toward the MAC.
Yeah, we love
but LCC puts out really good teams year
they
in
always,
year out, and they
yeah,
can
they
compete with
the
MAC. And some of it is because they're in Lima and they do some recruiting. But I think that most of their kids actually go to the Catholic school Catholic churches. I think they deal with the families that are there that can afford to pay the extra money to go, and I don't think they do as much recruiting as some of the
ones
in the big cities.
So. Yep.
Hey, we got Bobby here.
Bobby Mayer.
Hello.
How you doing, Robert?
Good.
Bobby, Neil, you want to take a break? Come back?
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll get kind of set up what we're going to do with Robert.
And sounds good.
We'll let him lead us where we're going. Back in just a minute or two.
Queen Street Market is now under new ownership, and new owner Adriana Stein will be bringing us the same great prices on freshly cut steaks and lots more. Look for expanded hours of operation coming soon, along with several other changes that will improve your shopping experience. They'll still be giving us all the holiday party tray options, veggie and fruit trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Please order well ahead of time, and look for their specials during the Merchant's Christmas open house. So whether it's just your weekly groceries, freshly cut steak, party trays, or hot meals from their deli, Wayne Street Market is here to help you with your grocery shopping. Wayne Street Market, your hometown store with a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting a double feature Christmas show, and tickets are available now. The show will be Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and the shows will be at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 8th, 9th, and 10th, with a special Sunday matinee show on December 4th at 2 p.m. Advance tickets are available now at Arts Place or online at myartsplace.org or by calling 260-726-4809. The cost is $8 for students and $10 for adults, with a $1 per ticket fee for credit card purchases. The Civic Theater shows are always entertaining and sell out quickly, so get your tickets now for this year's Christmas shows, Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, coming up over two weekends in early December at Arts Place in Portland.
We're back with Bubba V.
That good. Bubba V.
Hi, boys.
Love
Libby. Bobby's in.
Sorry I'm late.
No problem.
That's okay.
Glad you covered.
Sorry I'm late. Two night. Hey, that's two in a row.
Yeah, what the hell?
Rocker, sorry.
It's okay.
I have no dog in the fight.
I'm very sorry.
He humbly accepts your apology.
He does. Thank you, Bob.
While he's chewing his...
What I miss, boys. We're eating cashews like it's going to... Like our last ones ever.
Cashews, they're three.
Well, there is some more. We do have more.
Ain't gonna
they're awesome.
Long.
Yep.
We're killing them.
What did we talk about so far?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about boys basketball. And
we've talked a little bit about South Adams' game.
South Adams' worst team I've ever seen.
And they beat Union City by 15.
Hmm? Yeah, it's what is probably going to be their best player, the freshman, got hurt early.
When?
That game.
No.
Well, that's what I heard from their fans.
Rob Weaver said that, too.
Yeah, and I think he's wrong.
I didn't say anybody.
No.
Well, who was going to be their best player?
Lyman.
Well.
He wasn't in the scorebook. I'm just saying.
Maybe he got hurt before.
Well, I don't know, but all I'm saying is that's what their fans were saying. Their prospective two or three games into the season.
My wife went on radio, and I couldn't get on either. I couldn't get on either.
Huh. Well, I don't know.
We're out.
Huh. I have no idea, because it says we're broadcasting, but
we'll
see what we can come up with here. Maybe there's something going on.
Well, I couldn't find us either. We're
going to try to keep on talking. Maybe it'll record, maybe it won't, and I'll restart my computer and see what happens.
Perfect.
And see if we can get something going.
Unknown stream.